Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight to record Diz Dad's podcast number 61 is Scott Henney. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good. Good evening, everyone.
And tonight, Scott and I are going to be talking beer at Walt Disney World. But before we do that, I do want to once again thank our podcast sponsor, Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Mark your calendar now. Even if you can't be there with us at the Diz Dads convention down at Walt Disney World coming up here January 10th through 14th, you can join us live when we broadcast a live Diz Dads podcast on Saturday, January 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch the blog, dizdads.com, for more instructions on how to do that, but just be ready to you know, get your computer fired up and listen in. And if you got a headset or a microphone, you might even get a chance to talk with us live down in Walt Disney World. And while we're there, we're certainly going to be enjoying some beer ourselves, I think, as we record the podcast. I know I like to have little something while I'm recording. Tonight I'm enjoying a Boulevard Pale Ale, which you won't find in Walt Disney World. It's a local beer, and you'll find as we go through some of the things I'm going to talk about that that's my preference. I like the smaller local breweries. How about you, Scott?
Yeah, I'm enjoying a Coors Light tonight. Not my top choice, but I cannot get Yingling in Iowa.
Ah.
So I got to revert back to the good old Coors.
Well, you know, the original idea for doing this podcast came from an email I got from a friend who was interested in going to Walt Disney World. He was, you know, ready to do it. His kids were the right age. And we'd been talking about him, you know, taking this trip to Walt Disney World. And then he sends me this email that had a link to some guy's blog lamenting how he had had this awful experience at Walt Disney World because he couldn't even find a beer. And when I finished laughing, I said to my friend Adam, first of all, if he couldn't find a beer at Walt Disney World, he wasn't looking very hard.
Yeah.
Second of all I can say is he must have only been in the Magic Kingdom, and even there, he wouldn't have had to go far to get a beer. And third of all, here are some links. So I sent him, in particular, my favorite Disney beer link, which is beersandears.net. I'll put that link in the show notes. Scott, have you ever hit up Beers and Ears?
I have, and it's a very informative site.
Yeah, it's really useful, and the nice thing about it is they've now got an app that works on both iPhone and Android, so you can take it with you. And it's just a really comprehensive resource talking about, you know, where you can find what beers at Walt Disney World, and a lot of reviews, too.
Yes, it is. It's extremely nice, and it's. I haven't tried the app yet, but the website's really easy to go in and look around. You know, figure out exactly what's where, just right at the click of a mouse. It's really cool.
So I'd say Beers and Ears is probably my number one source for information. Another good information source finding beer in Walt Disney World is the Disney Food Blog, DisneyFoodBlog.com. You know, AJ does a great job of reviewing various bars, lounges, restaurants, and you know, there are some mentions in particular of beers that you might find, and that's where I found out about one of the places that I've got on my list of you know, good places at Walt Disney World to get a beer. And then a third site that I just really stumbled on today, and it's more towards the mixed drink crowd than beers, but there is some discussion of beer as well, and that's a site called partythroughtheparks.com. I'll put links to all those in the show notes for this episode, but you know, should always be able to find a beer at Walt Disney World. Shouldn't be a problem. There's availability, like we've said, everywhere except Magic Kingdom, and now you can even find beer in the Magic Kingdom.
But that's still somewhat limited.
That's right. So, Scott, why don't you run through the story of the Magic Kingdom beer availability?
They opened up, and it's a French restaurant with the over at Be Our Guest and the new Fantasyland, they opened up a beer and wine list for their dinner reservation guests only. So basically, you can't just walk up and get one. If you have dinner reservations, you go get seated. They have a beer and wine menu there that you can order off of.
Yeah, and it's actually a really nice beer menu. What they did was, you know, the restaurant is French-inspired. They were smart. They didn't stick you with French beer. But luckily, right nearby, there's some really good beer in Belgium. So there's some, let's see, there's a Chimay Ale that's on the beer list. I know that there's a, I believe, a Kronenbourg. And
that's actually a French beer.
Kronenbourg is the one French beer. And I've actually heard good things about it, although I haven't tried it.
I love that stuff. It's my brother-in-law actually works at a grocery, and he has his distributor special order Kronenbourg and Carlsberg for us through the grocery. So we get our Disney fix through the grocery imports.
Well, I'm partial to the Chimay, so that's maybe one of the reasons I haven't tried the Kronenbourg. And there's one other that is slipping my mind at the moment, but was also intriguing. So, you know, it's not widely available. It's the only place at Walt Disney World I know of where you can't, you know, take your beer with you to go after your meal. But it is an option that's available now in the Magic Kingdom. Just get your reservation in at Be Our Guest Restaurant. And I guess that's a nice segue to talking really the meat of this podcast here, which is to talk about a few of our favorite places to get a beer at Walt Disney World. And I don't know, Scott, I'll let you lead us off and give me one of your favorite places to grab a beer at Walt Disney World.
Well, I am going to kind of linger around Epcot, but step away from that once. Over at Hollywood Studios, and actually at all three of the other parks, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios, you can get the Yuengling that I mentioned earlier. That's one of my favorite United States local beers that you can find down there.
Yeah, Yuengling's sort of an Eastern Seaboard regional beer, and it's nice that they got it down at Walt Disney World. I enjoy that. It's one of the nice things. I like that you can find it in the at the counter service places in Hollywood Studios. You know, you don't have to have a sit-down meal to get a nice cold beer.
Yep. And they don't broadcast that it's there. I kind of stumbled upon it on our first trip and have taken advantage of it ever since. But you're right. It's at all the counter service places, or at least most of the counter service places that I know of at all three of those parks.
Yeah, and one of the things that you'll find is that the bar menus have been fairly standardized. There are really only a few lounges and restaurants and bars left at Walt Disney World that have truly unique beer menus. Yuengling is one that's now found pretty broadly throughout the resort. I'm going to mention one of the things on my list that is on the list primarily because it's so unique, and that's Dawa Bar at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And what makes it different, what makes it unique, is that, you know, in addition to having a couple of the American standby beers, they actually have African beers. You can find Dawa Bar over next to Tusker House, and it's just a chance to try something different. You know, I mean, maybe it's just, I feel like I'm going to spend extra for beer. I might as well get something I can't get anywhere else. Or I guess it makes it, to me, more part of the theme park experience to be able to sample something that I couldn't get anywhere else. And so one place to do that is Dawa Bar.
That just got put down on my to-do list because I wasn't aware of that one.
Yeah, they actually have three or four different, African beers. Now, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward. I haven't tried it yet. I'm looking forward to trying it while we're in Animal Kingdom with the dads here in a couple of weeks. But I'm really looking forward to it. That's one that I found out about courtesy of Disney Food Blog. So what's another one on your list, Scott? Mm-hmm.
Like I said, lingering background to Canada or Epcot. Working my way down the line is the Britain. I can't pass up Britain without getting a Guinness.
Yeah, UK Pavilion is a nice, you know, good standby. You're going to get consistently good beer, and you're going to get, you know, sort
it's
of.
It's a fun environment to hang out in while you're enjoying that beer.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what I was searching for. It's an authentic feel. That's what I was looking for.
Absolutely.
Know? And along similar lines, the next one that I want to mention is Raglan Road in Downtown Disney. You know, I kind of for a long time ignored Raglan Road because we happen to have the only other Raglan Road restaurant that I know of in the United States here locally in Kansas City. You know, it's got a really extensive beer menu, and a lot of it is really traditional, you know, British and Irish European beer. It's got that Irish pub feel to it. So it's a good place to relax and have a nice beer and enjoy the atmosphere.
You know, one thing about Raglan Road also is they have, with the extensive beer menu, they often have a lot of the newer stuff it's the hard to find stuff. Right. In other places, they a lot of times have that down there, which is really nice to try some of the new stuff that's out.
Yeah, that's true. And the variety is really nice. I mean, they are an Irish pub, but you're also going to find things that are a little more unusual. You know, you'll find the Abita beers that, you know, they're not really Irish beers, but there's some nice options there. You know, Turbo Dog and Purple Haze and Amber. And again, it's not just one, you know, it's several. So it's a really nice variety. And yes, if you have to, they've got Bud Light.
I don't know who would go to Walt Disney World and only drink Bud Light, but
I don't either.
To each their own.
Exactly. I was, you know, considering threatening them, but I guess I have to respect differences. All right. So why don't you give us another one that's on your list there, Scott?
Next one down my list is the Moosehead over in Canada Pavilion. It's just a good strong kind of go-to beer that goes good with about anything.
Sounds like a nice option. Yeah, that stop.
They've got a couple other options. They got the Labatt Blue is the other big ticket one that I know they have. But as widespread as that is across the country, Moosehead's a little bit harder to get in your local area. So that's kind of what I always go to when I get there.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay in Epcot, and I'm going to bounce us over to Germany because Beer Garden – and actually also the beer cart out in front of Germany, but in particular, the sit-down restaurant Beer Garden really offers some nice options. And again, they're unique options. You know, they're German beers that you're not commonly going to find in your grocery store or even the corner liquor store. You know, you might find it in a bigger store, but they're served in a traditional German fashion in your nice big hefty German stein, and you know, the atmosphere feels like a German beer hall. And I think all that goes together to make the beer taste just a little bit better because you're in that atmosphere.
Absolutely. You took one off the top of my list. I love Germany. And I think that I've had all four of the beers that they serve at Beer Garden, and they're all four delicious beers. The best part about them is you can get them in a 32-ounce mug.
I'm gonna argue with you briefly here because I think that the 32-ounce mug is a nice option, but what I like even better is that you can get them as a beer flight, and you
can get. I forgot about that.
That's right, and I'm a big fan of the flight. the opportunity to taste, you know, multiple options, and you know, that ability to get a little bit of each of those signature beers at Beer Garden, I think is a great opportunity. That's one of the things I'm very much looking forward to here. I've got a late lunch reservation here in just about 2 weeks, and I'm salivating already.
Outstanding.
So what's next on your list since I stole Beer Garden from you?
Well, moving on down, I will go with Mexico. They have delicious Dos Equis, which is a pretty common Mexican beer at this point and around the country, but it's a nice go-to. The other thing they have, and this is talking about beer, this is a beer podcast, but they also have the tequila flights down there, which are outstanding. I got to enjoy one of them this last trip about a month ago for the first time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of La Cava. La Cava Tequila is one of my favorite destinations in Epcot. It ranks ahead of several attractions in my mind.
Well, it's a nice little hole in the wall, and a nice place to cool off when it's in the middle of the summer too.
That's true. All right. So the next thing on my list, and this is another one that's won over by a flight, and that is The Wave in Disney's Contemporary Resort. It's a restaurant that often kind of gets overlooked. It's on the floor where you check in at the Contemporary. And, you know, the Contemporary has that weird sort of multi-level lobby. So it's in the downstairs part of the lobby, right next to the check-in desk. But what I like about it is that their specialty is sort of locavore food and organic food. And they hit both of those notes with their beer menu as well, because they feature organic beer from Orlando Brewing Company. And they offer it as a really reasonably priced organic beer flight. They give you about a 6-ounce pour each of blonde ale, pale ale, and brown ale. And, you know, they each have their unique character to them. They're really nice hoppy beers. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try them, but that's also on my to-do list for the next trip, because I've heard great things out of that little beer flight.
Yeah, and you know the nice thing about them is that they're good beers. They go well with hearty food, you know. So they complement it well, and the food that the Wave serves works well with the beer that they serve. So it was a good combination overall.
Good. I'm looking forward to it the next time around.
All right. So do you have anything left on your list, or did I steal your last one?
Well, I got a couple, but we kind of touched on them earlier also.
All right. Well, go ahead and mention them.
The over at France in Epcot is the Cronenberg 1664 again. Same beer as what's over at Beer Guest in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And then the Norwegian Carlsberg is a really, really good. That's kind of a go-to for me, is that Carlsberg.
All right. And, you know, you stole one of mine there early on, but I'm going to mention just sort of I guess what I'd call an honorable mention. And the honorable mention on my list here is, now I'm drawing a blank on it.
Yingling?
No. Oh, here it is. The honorable mention on my list are any of the places at Disney's Polynesian Resort, the Tambu Lounge. You can also get the same stuff at Ohana and Kona Cafe. They serve a variety of beer from, it's essentially Hawaiian beer from, let's see, Longboard Ale. There's also I'm drawing a blank on the other one from the same brewery.
I wish I could help, but I haven't been able to enjoy any at the Poly yet.
Longboard's the one that you know I know best, the Longboard Lager. they're available, you know, because they fit the theme there at the Polynesian. So they're available at the lounge there. They're also available at both Ohana and Kona Cafe. And it's, you know, it's tasty. And again, I give it bonus points for fitting in appropriately in the theme. So that one kind of rises up from honorable mention on my list. Well, is there anything else that you think that people need to know about beer at Walt Disney World before we leave them, Scott?
Well, it's not as hard to come by as what people might think. Like we talked about earlier at the three Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot, any of the quick service places have at least something. And then Epcot has the entire World Showcase. Downtown Disney has numerous options. So it's there. Yeah. It's there for anybody that wants to try it out.
I think the last thing I wanted to make sure to mention is that, you know, one of the things I appreciate about beer at Walt Disney World is that there's a really good variety there. You go to most amusement parks and you can find, you know, maybe a local beer for that amusement park area. And then, you know, you get your American mega breweries and that's it. And so I really appreciate that there's some variety. There's a number of regional brewers and microbrews that are represented and, lots of good options all over Walt Disney World property. So you've heard mine and Scott's recommendations. We'd love to hear what you think and hear about your ideas of places to find a good beer at Walt Disney World. You can email us at podcast@dizdads.com, visit our blog, dizdads.com, tweet us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter, and participate in the discussions in our forums at boards.dizdads.com. Until next time, it's been Aaron Rittmaster with you tonight, and with me was Scott Henning.
Have a good evening, everyone.
See you next time.
Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.
This has been a Wizard of Oz production.